AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Close to 24 people are hurt after a train car collision in front of the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. A commuter train slammed into a car at a crossing, seriously injuring the driver and the train's operator. About 20 train passengers suffered lesser injuries. A supervisor for the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority says sometimes drivers just don't see a train that's moving on the tracks.
Obviously, there's a signal for the train, and there's a signal for the car. He turned in front of the train, and from looking at the evidence, it looks like they were both going eastbound. And if you look at the damage on the car, the front passenger side hit that post there.
The Republican chairman of a House committee investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks says Hillary Clinton wiped her email server clean, permanently deleting all emails from it.
South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy says the former Secretary of State has failed to produce a single new document in recent weeks and has refused to relinquish her server to a third party for an independent review, as Gowdy has requested. In a six-page letter received late Friday night, Clinton's lawyer, David Kendall, says she has turned over to the State Department all work-related emails sent or received during her tenure as Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Meanwhile, the State Department has ordered an internal audit of its record-keeping, part of a top-to-bottom look at the agency's practices in the aftermath of Secretary Clinton's email controversy. There are still obstacles to reaching a preliminary nuclear agreement with Iran by month's end. Officials say they include Iranian resistance to certain limits on research and development. This is AP Radio News. Tonight, Notre Dame gets to take a stab at bringing down top seed and unbeaten Kentucky in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Kentucky coach John Calipari says it would take a team playing a great game to beat his players.
I think someone would have to play well the way they play. You know, the thought of playing fast or pressing, playing slower, and I don't know. It's how do you play and you play your best? But here's the great thing. Our team's not worried about that. We just don't want to help them.
Notre Dame coach Mike Bray says he likes his team's chances after a tough season of play in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
We've got a monumental challenge on our hands, but we played in the best conference in America. And, you know, going through the teams we had to go through in ACC play, I think has us very prepared to play against a great team like Kentucky.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.